I so hate this. Hope he doesn't call in today. Oh no, there he goes.
Welcome to our show. Middle D already knows that the 8 o'clock hour brings all the show's power. Because Big Willie tells the truth and blows the ratings of our show out the roof. It's a Big Willie and Little D show, our show.
Oh, Lord, I hate that song. Well, hello, surprise, Mr. Big Willie. How you doing, sir?
I'm great. How you doing?
All right. Well, you sound like you're far away. Where the hell are you now?
I am.
Oh, now you're closer.
Right above Newcastle.
Oh, all right. The hurricanes there. What's going on in Newcastle?
I just got another load to pick up. I was in Buffalo this morning and had Newcastle, Clarington, and I head back up to Grand Rapids and then Ludington and back to Wellsville, and then I'm done for the week.
My goodness gracious. How do you know how to get from one, or that you have to go from one place to the other? Is there some sort of a system, computerized whatever thing that says we need a trucker to go from Buffalo to Newcastle to Clarington to somewhere else and all that? How do you actually figure out where to go? How does that work?
I booked my own loads. I've been working with the same brokers for about 5-6 years, so they call me, actually. So, like yesterday, I knew I was going to Grand Rapids, Ludington area, and I was going to get on a DAT board. It's called a DAT board, and look for a load. But then the broker called me out of nowhere from Record, Brad, and last week I hauled a couple loads for him from Ludington, and he says, I got one Thursday, you available? And it just worked out in my favor. So right back down to Wellsville and from Ludington, and then the other ones is all the same. My buddy Matt, a friend of mine, and he's a broker, and I consider him a friend, and he gets me loads. I think 100% of my loads this week is him, except for the last one.
My goodness gracious. Well, a question I have regarding truck drivers and all that. Why do sometimes they park on the side of the road or along a ramp or whatever in the middle of the night? They're just like parked there. Why do they do that? Why can't they just drive somewhere?
On the ramp?
Yeah, on the edge, yeah.
There's no place to park. They run out of time. Some of these guys don't know how to do their ELDs right.
Yeah.
They can put on there like a PC time and then just drive to the... They can't... Here's how the rules... This is how dumb the rules are, Dimitri. I'll tell you this. So if you run out of time and you got a PC, which is a personal conveyance, to a safe place to park, you cannot advance the load if you're loaded. So you have to turn around and go back towards where you picked up to find a safe place to park.
Oh, my God. That's ridiculous. How many hours are you allowed to drive before you have to park?
If there's an exit ramp 5 miles away, and then there's a safe place rest area 10 miles away, you're not allowed to go to that. Legally, you're not allowed to go to that rest area. You have to turn around and go back. Even if it's 100 miles, you cannot advance the load. But you can drive 100 miles backwards for a safe spot. You can't drive 10 miles forward when you're tired. So the laws are just so dumb. And I'm mad about it anyhow. Yesterday, I had to pay almost $2,300 out for my new registration and stuff. It's just so dumb. Heavy highway use tax, $100 and some for foreign traveler tax.
Whoa. Foreign traveler. You're not a foreign traveler. You're from Guernsey County.
That's what I said. But so, and then you got, well, this is where it gets good. You got HUD tax in New York and heavy use tax for heavy trucks, and then you got the regular one for Ohio and the IRC registration. There's one there, a heavy highway tax. You got to update that every year. So that was $598, and then plus processing, plus this, plus that. So then you go. Last year, my registration and cab card was like $1,250 or something. This year is $1,600 and some dollars, plus like $100 registration or something. So it's so stupid. It's a money game. And if you would see how much money we give. So now they got the foreign traveler tax. That means, and I said, well, what is that? And they said, well, if you go outside the state of Ohio and you're registered in Ohio, we give other states some money.
What?
Based off your mile. Yeah, we give other states your money because you're a foreign company going into their state. So basically we're giving them money for roads and stuff.
Oh,
and I said, well, wait a minute.
God.
I said, isn't the IF the tax for that? So I pay an IF the tax every year and get a new sticker, and I pay taxes off of the fuel. Even if I don't, if I drive in that state and I don't buy fuel, I got to pay them taxes on fuel.
And this is typically a state issue or not? This is not a federal issue. These are typically state issues. Is that right?
Yeah, most of them, they're state. That's what I'd say. Ron's still there?
No, Ron didn't want to have anything to do with you. He left.
I figured that. Anyhow, so, we do an IFTA tax. We do a heavy highway tax, a foreign traveler tax, this tax, that tax, here a tax, there a tax, everywhere a tax, tax, and they can stick it up their tax. But, and I'm so sick of it. And the way I look at it is, as much as we pay in taxes, I ought to be able to drive down the road like butter. I ought to be able to sit a cup of coffee on the dash. Yeah, well, you go to Michigan, 75-23, I was just talking to Deep Pockets about the other day. Is that road still bad up there? It's so bad, you're sitting there, and you got to hold your boobs and your teeth. You know what I mean? Because you're just, and the whole time, it's horrible. It's just as bad as when I took the Enterprise truck to Kansas, Pittsburgh, Kansas, to pick up the new transmitter for the station and that cheap rental truck they gave me. And Mr. Deep Pockets rented for me. You know how that goes.
Wait a minute. Mr. Deep Pockets rented a cheap rental truck?
Yeah. He got the best deal he could get for old Big Willie.
Wow.
You know, and Buddy.
I'm surprised,
help him out,
I'm surprised they didn't hire some Amish people with a big buggy. That's what he would have done.
Well, if he could have, so I took advantage of it, too. He said, well, you get... Hey, he ever told you this? He said, well, he says, I'll pay for your food and everything. Well, I bounced so much on the way out the first night, I ordered DoorDash from the best steakhouse they had, and he about had a heart attack. I said, lady said, what do you want? I said, the best filet. I said, can you go out and cut a 20-ounce filet?
And 20-ounce?
I said, they didn't have it. It was like 9 or 10 ounces as big as they can go. With the thumb on the scale. And then I said, well, you got shrimp or lobster tails or shrimp or anything like that. I said, throw some of them in and whatever, some good sides or whatever. I said, whatever you want to throw in there, just throw it in there. And then deliver it to me and then take 20% tip. I said, I appreciate it. So
have you,
then I let him go on the rest of the trip. But anyhow.
Have you had your cholesterol checked in the past few days?
Actually, I just had my blood work done about 2 weeks ago, and it was fine.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm amazed.
Yeah, it's fine all the time. Yeah. Well, I'm pre high blood pressure. I'm pre diabetic. I'm pre high cholesterol.
Ugh.
I'm pre overweight. That's what they say now. Pre.
Oh,
you're pre diabetic.
Oh man.
Well, yeah, you either are or you aren't. Yeah. We mean pre. Yeah.
Well, take care of yourself. Please take care of yourself. Look, nothing would
everybody can be pre-diabetic.
Well, yeah, nothing would make me happier than to never have to deal with this segment again. However, I don't want you ill. I don't want you dropping dead because you're eating 20-ounce steaks and shrimp and everything else. You gotta take care of yourself here, Mr. Big Willie. You gotta take care of yourself.
Oh, I take care. I'm down like 35 pounds from last year. So
was it Christie's cooking? Is that the problem?
Well, or the lack of, that's about it.
Okay.
If I don't stop and get fast food, so yeah, you get it. Thanks, Christy. Yeah.
Man.
Hit it right on the button there, Dimitri. Good job, bud.
Way to
open up another door for me.
I don't think your common law marriage is going to last much longer. How long you two been together now? 8-10 weeks? How long?
I don't know, 9 years now or something.
9 years, jeez. Man.
It only seems like 6 months.
Yeah, you know what I mean? To her probably 20 years. So what you're upset about?
Right,
typically upset about lots of different things. Any particular thing today, or just life in general?
Nah, I'm just upset about these dang taxes still. It drives me nuts, man. I should have called in and had Ron and put a big, beautiful bill in for truckers. Hey, he wants to get some votes. Right, there you go. Put something in for the truckers like that. Man, he could have come to the auction on May 2nd at Tyler Fox's place, too.
Well,
and
you should have
a bunch of voters. There'll be a couple hundred people there he could talk to.
Well, the thing is, it's got to be just along the river. His district, the 96th, is along the river, so, and that's in the Guernsey County, so I'm
matter.
Not... Oh, okay.
No, this is in Belmont County.
Oh.
Get it right, by the old Moorestown there. The Moorestown exit at the old Vern Allen Tire.
Oh, all right.
National Road.
Well...
So, I mean, I don't know how much closer you can get to a river, a mile.
Yeah. Well, all right.
But anyhow, aeronautical, but anyhow, you ought to be there because you're real close, too. Anyhow,
yeah, I can't think of anything.
These roads, you figure these roads would be so much better, and I don't understand all these taxes. They keep just piling stuff on. And I was watching something yesterday. I listened to this guy. He's a broker on TikTok, which my TikTok is 700,000 views, 50,000 some likes now. And if you want, you should go to Big Willie 105.5 on Facebook and like and share and comment.
Hello? We lost him. Ah, for the love of... Why did you turn off your phone? What's wrong with you?
You got something good. See, it's all set up. Demetri can't take it.
No,
when I start
no.
Talking about how good my Facebook's doing, he hangs up
on
me.
I didn't touch anything. I didn't touch a damn
thing.
If you believe
Demetri sabotaged me just now, please go to the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page and spout off and then share and like and comment how much you love Demetri shutting me down all the time.
I did
like
not
this.
Do that. I tell you one thing that is happening here, which you probably aren't aware of.
16 minutes a day.
No. Because we're having a terrible showers here. Just terrible. I can barely look out the window. It's really, really bad. That would be my guess. I didn't touch anything. Because I know contractually...
It was bad up here last night. The Blaisdell, New York is right in Buffalo. I want to shout out to the dumb police officers up there that let four tractor trailers sit in the middle of the road. And then when we asked them something, they got the passenger seat of the cruiser and they couldn't even tell us where to go or turn around. The lady says, I said, how do we get around? They had flooding last night up here, and they shut down the plant I was at early because the building was getting water.
Yep.
And I said, how do I get around this to go around? She goes, well, don't you know how to get around this? I said, well, no, I wouldn't ask. She goes, oh, you're not from here? And I said, yeah, I'm from here. I'm just really stupid.
Yeah. And did you ever get the answer?
Where are they getting these people at?
Did you ever get the answer from her?
No, I didn't get the answer. I got it from some Russian behind me driving a tractor trailer dry van. And he said, we did that gold up here, and we're going to make a left and go back down to the 20, and we go down to here. And I said, whatever, dude. I said, whatever you just said. And he goes, let's come on, we go down this way. We go down to this way. So we went down to this way, and then... Son of a bean if he wasn't right.
Are you sure he was Russian and not Indian? That sounded like an Indian.
Nah, the Indians are a lot better. The Indians, they don't drive, but they Pakistani, some of the Punjabs or whatever they call themselves. They wouldn't know how to get around. You know, the Russians, they know how to get around.
Well, they're all mobsters. Hey, we're almost out of time. We're almost out of time. You want to start shamelessly promoting your clients again?
See, you got till 9 o'clock, and I don't understand why you wouldn't leave the best thing that ever happened to you on the radio till 9 o'clock. You know how much better the show would be if of all the time we've been together, I still, my favorite part of the show is at 9 o'clock. anyhow, go to Tyler Falk Auctions, FALK, auctions.com. Check out the big sale coming up if you got any consignments that you want to sell, then get a hold of him. He's taking them now. Get a hold of him, Parker.